播放的这首歌名为 The Cure， 听他的时候莫名其妙的想起了以前交往过的一个男生啊。那他在跟我交往之前也是有女朋友的，那我们就聊了，问他当时为什么对那个女孩子动心，他说就因为那个女孩子说了一句要做他的创可贴。我觉得这话虽然很土吧，也很烂俗，但在某种程度上算是非常浪漫的，也很像今天这首歌的歌名以及它的主题 The Cure， 良药或者解药。各位好，欢迎来到八卦音乐频道，可可听歌学英语，我是琳达。本期节目的歌曲呢，由我们的可友 Forever Wild 点播推荐。The Cure， When you fall asleep inside my arms, may not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. 当你疲惫的时候，我会准备好臂弯和怀抱。其实我们大多数人要的真的不多，再苦再累，爱人或者友人或者亲人的一个拥抱就可以让我们得到慰藉与力量。那么谁又是你的 cure 呢？听歌吧，良药送给大家。
You cause you're tired, cover you as you desire. When you fall asleep inside my arms, may not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby tell me yes,give you everything. I will be right by your side. If I can't find your eye, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what you know, I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be lucky. Take care of it, babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Anything you want could not be wrong. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything
Forever Wild 点播推荐的 The Cure， 希望大家会喜欢。好了，接下来咱们学单词了，来看一下歌名 Cure， 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 C-U-R-E， 治愈、治好，既可以做名词，也可以做动词。我们来听一下例句：肺结核虽然是一种严重的疾病，但可以治愈。TB is a serious illness, but it can be cured. 注意一下这个 TB， 它是 tuberculosis， 也就是肺结核的缩写形式。TB is a serious illness, but it can be cured. Will you be able to cure him, doctor? 医生，你能把他治好吗？Will you be able to cure him, doctor? 好 ,cure 第一个表示治愈或者治好，那它作为名词还可以表示药物疗法。这种病尚没有确切的治疗方法，但是可以医治啦。There is no known cure, but the illness can be treated. 防病重于治病。Prevention is better than cure.这句话还可以理解为，与其补救于已然，不如防止于未然，防范于未然。Prevention is better than cure. Prevention 表示防止的意思啊，预防。Prevention is better than cure. Cure 还可以引申为措施或者对策，比如说解决贫穷问题的措施 ，a cure for poverty. A cure for poverty.私有企业愿意投巨资帮助俄罗斯度过经济难关。Private firms are willing to make large-scale investments to help cure Russia's economic troubles. 接下来咱们听一句歌词 Rub your feet, your hands, your legs. 轻轻按摩你的双脚、双手以及你的双腿。我们来看一下 rub 这一单词的用法 ，rub 非常简单的、啊，它表示什么呢？揉搓啊，比如说她若有所思的这个抚摸着下巴 ，She rubbed her chin thoughtfully， 就像 thoughtfully 它是表示啊在沉思状态下。她脚上的皮磨破了 ，The skin on her feet had been rubbed raw。注意一下啦，这里的 raw 我们说它既可以做形容词表示生的，它还可以做皮肤刺痛的，所以这个 rub raw 就是什么磨破皮了。那我们再看一个平时大家用的蛮多的短语，叫 rub off on somebody。 rub off on somebody 表示感染某人或者影响某人。他的幽默感已经传给了他的孩子。 Her sense of fun has rubbed off on her children。下一个可能更常见了，叫 rub somebody's nose in it， 在它里面一直揉某人的鼻子。好，这个是什么意思？它表示揭某人的短，或者不断恶意地提起某人以往的过失啊。咱们听两个长的句子 ：I accept that he was caught shoplifting, but there's no need to keep rubbing his nose in it。注意一下，这个 shoplifting 表示什么呢？在商店里面偷窃叫 shoplifting。 I accept that he was caught， 他被抓住， shoplifting 就是正在商店行窃的时候被抓住。 But there's no need to keep rubbing his nose in it， 但是也没有必要老是提起他的过失行为吧。我知道我当时很蠢，但你没必要老提这件事情呀。 I know I was stupid， you don't have to rub it inI know I was stupid, but you don't have to rub it in. 注意一下这个 rub it in， 它是 rub somebody's nose in 的一个变体。接下来咱们看一下 rub 它做名词的用法。做名词它表示揉搓，或者能够比喻为问题困难。她很快地揉了揉膝盖。She gave her knee a quick rub， 就快速地揉了一下。下面一个很长的句子，大家听一下，看能不能听懂。The hotel is in the middle of nowhere, and there lies the rub. We don't have a car. 难就难在旅馆很偏远，而我们呢又没有车。And there lies the rub. We don't have a car. In the middle of nowhere 就是在鸟不拉屎的地方啊。他强调的一个地方非常的偏僻。The hotel is in the middle of nowhere, and there lies the rub. We don't have a car. 这旅馆呢特别偏远，那么问题就在这里了。要不咱们今天就把最后这一句话背下来。旅馆特别偏远，问题就在这里，我们没车。The hotel is in the middle of nowhere, and there lies the rub. We don't have a car. 好了，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴，我是 Linda， 如果你喜欢我可以关注我，加微信的时候请备注可可英语哦，爱你们，咱们下期见。I will be right by your side. If I can't find your eye, I'll put you with my love. No matter what you know, I'll put you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be the cure. See you.